Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Voices of Hope Radio with Minister Kim and Lady Quarterback LaTanya, where your voice can be heard.
Morning, family. It's been a while since we have gotten together. So if I didn't get around saying it, I'm going to do it right now. Happy New Year. My wish is to agree with your goals for 2018. Whatever your desires are, do them. No more procrastination, excuses, and playing the blaming game. Say bye-bye to all of that, and I did it myself. Embracing your desires and needs, your wants and wishes, and developing a timeline to keep yourself on track. We'll be here to help you. Send in those desires and will become your accountability partner in 2018. I hope that you understand how important it is for you to accomplish your goals this year. It is so important that we see you flourish and grow. So again, contact us and we definitely will be your accountability partner in 2018. I'm excited. I am truly excited, first of all, again, to be with you to start this year off with my bestie. First time being back online in a while. I'm just excited. And guess what? We have my bestie. You know who my bestie is, right? She's none other than Kim M. Sutters. You usually see her either on our fan page on Facebook, go to Voices of Hope Radio, or you can catch her when she's talking about here's what's happening. But today, she is going to be sitting with me, and we're going to have an awesome show. So go get whatever you need and come back, and it's the besties today right here on Voices of Hope Radio. We'll be back. Welcome, welcome back. This is your host, Minister Kim, and I'm excited to be with you this morning. I'm especially excited to have my bestie, amen, she's not on the switchboard this morning. She might be doing both, but right now, she is taking a seat. So, hey, bestie, how you doing over there?
What's going on? OMG. Lady. Now, you know, I speak to you all the time, but man, our radio world hasn't heard your phenomenal voice in a minute. Our family. So it's good to have you here. Whew, I can't wait to hear about what's going on with you. That's what I'm all about.
I know, that's right. But let me tell you, yes, you do get to speak, but you know what? I thought about this when I was like, you know, I need to do a show on my bestie because to me, we've been on two different planes, right? You doing your thing, I'm doing my thing. So we get those 5-minute, 10-minute conversations and sometimes in the morning, and then we off on our journey. So I'm glad that we have landed, we have parked the plane, amen, because I'm claiming my plane as well as I'm claiming yours. And we're spending some time to really catch up, and what I love about us is that we're both transparent. So it's like, you know what, let's do this and make it a platform for everyone because people have not heard me, especially me, but they hear you in the background and some of the shows that you have conducted in 2017. So, again, I want to thank you for all the hard work that you do here in the ministry. And it is just a blessing to have you in my life. So I'm excited. So we're talking about our desires, right? And, you know, you and I have this conversation, those 5-minute quick conversations. But today I really want to dive in because I really want to be accountability. I want to be accountability partner to someone out there that's listening who might be struggling to get their desires written on paper and just taking the wing of it and flourishing with it. So, you know, my thing is let's just do this together. You know, a team makes the dream work, so let's have it. So let's talk about you, Bestie. What are some of your desires for 2018? You still flying?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, what's interesting, this particular year in 2018, you already know I usually do mind mapping, and so that's how I kind of map out my goals and stuff like that. However, this year I was challenged to do what we call a manifestation board. And basically what I did was I took everything from my mind map and I put it on a visual board so I could see it. We call it a deliberate manifestation board. We don't call it a vision board. We don't do none of that stuff because half the time when people do vision boards, and this is very true, it goes up and it's fancy paperwork. Mm-hmm. So they don't necessarily look at their board. Like when I roll over in my bed, I have a picture of me and one of my goals. And then I have right above my head, I have the manifestation board. So that doesn't necessarily answer your question. So let me just go right into the question because I'm sitting here saying a whole bunch of other things. Well, for me, I have several different goals. One of my goals is my A1C, as you know, has been a very, very challenging thing for me over the last couple of years. So my goal is for my A1C to not be above 5.5, okay? Mm-hmm. So at this present time, my A1C, or should I say when I took it back in December, it was 12.6. So accountability of you will be on me as you are. So the goal is to get it down to 5.5. I don't necessarily have a time frame like, oh, I want to do it by July. Mm-hmm. No, I want to do it at a good pace so that it becomes stable. It stays there, as well as creating an 80% plant-based diet for by the end of the year. I mean, I'm on that road, but I still, you know, have my moments. I'm not trying to be vegan. I'm not trying to be vegetarian. I'm just having an 80% plant-based diet. So right now it's about 70. Like this morning before we got on the show, as usual, I was eating my spinach and lettuce, tomatoes and peppers with onions. I know I was smelling up the place with the vinegar and the olive oil, but it was good. So that's what I had for breakfast, drinking my water. Of course, you know, I'm in real estate, so my goal is to buy four family houses, and in the process of buying three of them at the end of the year, I want to give one away.
Awesome. So you're doing some give back this year.
Right. Some give back. So my goal is to actually give one away. In the process of that, building my Legal Shield business, going for the 50K ring, picking up 100,000, family, you know, reaching out and being more loving towards my family, and getting a minivan, as well as going to church more, reading my Bible more, and trusting God, you know, trusting him, and because he told me that I don't trust him. He told me that. I know when we had that conversation, he was like, oh, this is going to affect all your relationships. You don't trust nobody, including me. I was like, oh, low blow, OG on the rise. So we're just, you know, just learning to trust him and have a worry-free life. No tax issues, and cut the debt completely out. Get some good money habits. Now, I just said a whole bunch of stuff.
But it's awesome because, you know, when we talk about coming into a new year, some people do it, you know, at the beginning of the year. Some people do it around their birthday, so they begin to reflect where they are and where they would like to be. So we start doing, like you said something about mind mapping, so I want to get more clarity about that. But I've heard about vision boards, and, you know, you have agenda, you have your calendar, we have all this, and we have all this stuff, like you listed. I stopped at 1, 2, 3, 4, and then you have other things. So then after looking at all that, how do we prioritize? Or I always say the pizza pie, right? You do a little bit of this, you do a little bit of that, but what is the main focus? So even as you were speaking, I thought about the center of everything that will be your nucleus, or even for myself, would be trust, right? Because in order for anything to get accomplished in any of our lives, and I'm talking to our family out there, anything, I don't care if you have 20 things down for 2018, in order for you to see it manifest, it, you have to trust. You have to trust the assignment that was given to you, the responsibility, and trust the porters, those that are going to come in and be accountability partner, those who are going to give you positive critique about it. You have to trust what they're giving you in order to carry out the assignment. So when you said all that, and then the final thing you said, that God told you that you don't trust, and especially him, that is so true with us as people. You know, we don't trust God because we cannot see God. Sometimes we put more emphasis on man, but then sometimes even with man, we don't trust because we've had broken relationships. So you brought up some key factors, honey. That's why you're my bestie, because you know how we could get down. We could talk because you open up some real talk, right, some real conversation. So if you're out there right now, I don't know if you are preparing breakfast or out, you know, doing your chores outside, write this stuff down. And when we come back, Kim, I really would like for you to explain what is mind mapping versus deliberate manifestation, because, you know, I have one thought, but I just want to give us clarity so we can understand. All right? If you don't mind, bestie?
Absolutely.
You're the bomb. That's my bestie, y'all. The Kim M. Sutters right here on Voices of Hope Radio. We be back.
Saturday, March 10th, 2018, at the highest place in Garden City, New York, Flow C Inc. Corporate Event Professionals presents Is Just My Flow workshop event. If you have a passion to enter the event industry, become an entrepreneur or a business owner, or simply hit a crossroad asking yourself, what's next? Well, this event is for you. Our team of professional speakers are ready and eager to provide the key tools that you will need to be able to identify, believe, invest, master, and operate in your own unique flow. Register today at Eventbrite by typing in It's Just My Flow. For more information, contact Flo Schermerfont at 516-468-0963 or go to the website www.flowcinc.com. See you there.
All right, all right. Welcome back, y'all. I'm having so much fun with my bestie right here. Amen. And just to see her taking care of herself. She had a healthy, a plant-based breakfast this morning, drinking her alkaline water. So you on your road to accomplishing your goals, getting that A1C down, and definitely I'm going to be accountability partner about that. I just feel that you're on the right track, Kim, taking care of you. That is so important. So you talked about a lot of your desires, which are your goals and, you know, the needs that you have. And then you talked about this mind mapping. Then you also brought up the deliberate manifestation board. So what is the difference? Can you give us some clarity on those things?
Okay. So for me, these are the differences. A mind map, excuse me, sorry about that. A mind map for me is always, I use it truly in just business. But for some reason, I decided to start putting me in the circle and start mapping out my life. Okay. And that consists of business as well. So what it looks like, let me first tell you what it looks like. You have a circle or a square in the middle of your page. You mm-hmm. put your subject there. And for this example, that subject is going to be me. So Kim is in the middle. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then I have these lines coming out of the square or the circle, and attached to these lines are different things. So for me, it's family, faith, of course, you know, it's PIP pillars.
Mm-hmm.
Family, faith, family, you know, I got to do it on my fingers. Family, faith, finance and business, health, fun. Always got to have fun.
Okay.
And then it all depends on also, what, here's a new one that I put on there, and that's personal development.
Mm.
Okay, so those are the different things in there. So personal development, underneath that, will consist of books that I want to read, seminars that I want to go to. Maybe
mm-hmm.
every morning I want to be listening to motivational speakers. It doesn't matter whether it's the pastor of a church, such as Dr. Cooper, who's on our, who's here with us giving us nuggets and giving us that
mm-hmm.
family nuggets, whether it's him, whether it's C.D. Jakes, or maybe it's Tony Robinson, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
or whoever it is. So maybe that's a part of the development. Reading books, writing, going to seminars. So under finance, how much do I want to save? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How much debt do I have? What's the debt that I want to come out? So you have an idea of what it is. So you write down all the different things you want to do in your life at that time. Okay.
Okay.
So basically, it's those are words, and they're just there. And you can,
mm-hmm.
for me, you know, I keep it in a book, and I go to it from time to time. But with a manifestation board, you're putting the same things on here, but you're being purposeful about it. So when you put them on here, so when I put them on here, first of all, it's where I can find it. It's,
mm-hmm.
I can literally see it. And I sit down and I meditate. And I think about the different things on my board. And I come in and I say, you know what? What am I going to work on today? So when I look at my board, I look at the plant-based diet. So I talk about, okay, what am I going to do? Now, that goes with meal prepping.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that goes with. Okay, so I look on my board and I say, let me look at the family part. Okay, it says reach out. Okay, so what I might do is sit down and write some cards out. And I have been really working on that. I've been really, you know, writing letters, like handwritten letters. I'm not typing my letters anymore. I put cards and stuff, and I send them out to people. And I'm in the moment when I do it. So
mm-hmm.
when I look at my manifestation board, okay, I look at the different things that are on there, and I work on them on purpose. Because a vision, a map, a mind map is usually for you to map out all that's going on. I have used it in the past for a vision board, only because I don't particularly care for vision boards and the definition that they have now. But this year I was challenged to put it in picture form.
Mm.
So I drew everything. I didn't go to the magazines. I didn't take it. I drew my whole board up. So when I get up in the morning, it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. I see it. I look. I say, what do I work on? Then you make lists. Now I may pull something off of there and do a mind map on something that's on there. So I have, what do I have on here? I could put my schedule for the reading of my Bible, my prayer time, going to church. And going to church could mean going to Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily mean going to Sunday
service.
Right. It's about going to church, whether it's Bible study, or maybe it's even a social event, because I'm very standoffish, unfortunately, in church. I really am.
Mm-hmm.
I be like, I come in, I get what I got to get, and then I roll about the door. I don't necessarily stop and engage with people and stuff like that. So that's a big, for me, that's very big. So a manifestation board, it is seeing your goals, and it's also about leaving space on it, because there's things that you want to put on there that pops up. Right. It's about you looking at your board. It's about you saying, let me make a list of the things I need to do to work on the three houses I want to buy this year, to work on becoming executive director. So it's just about that. Plus, I have my theme songs up there, too. So whenever I'm, like, feeling some kind of way, you know, you throw on the theme song all the way up. Unfortunately, all my theme songs are rap songs. All I do is win, I want to win. And then the other one is shine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I play them, and I look at my board, and it helps me up. I get my list together, because that's what it is. Because with a vision board, they don't really teach you. All the vision board parties that I've ever went to, they don't really teach you to be deliberate in what you're doing, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to this event, I had to bring the pictures.
Mm.
I had to bring the pictures. So everybody had to bring their pictures. People had to bring their words, because people get lost. They get lost in stuff. They see magazines. They go, I love my board, and this is the first year in many years that I'm like, wow, I love my board.
Mhm. And you see your growth. You see kind of like what you're working towards. And that's what that's what I'm hearing when you talk about that manifestation. Because when we talk about manifestation, we talk about spiritual, we're seeing it come to reality. We think it, we believe it, and then we act on it, and then we see the manifestation of it. It makes you do feel good. And sometimes, you know, music is one of the things, like when you were talking about your songs, your motivational songs, because we have different feelings, especially women, right? We go through all these different emotions, and there's sometimes, like, there's a song that you will win. Like, sometimes when I feel like my back is against the wall, and I'm just, like, cluttered for that moment, that song just pops up, you will win. Like, you're going to win. You're going to come up on top of this, and it gives me that motivation, that gives me that drive to push that mountain out of my way. So I thank you so much for sharing the difference about that mind map, because I think I was doing that when I talked about you putting trust in the middle and then tapping those branches. So that was a mind map, but more so it's a manifestation. If I'm going to put personal development, what are some of the things I'm going to do to develop that, to achieve that? And then you work towards that, and to visually see that instead of having a mind map in a book, because, you know, we start journal books, we start all the stuff, and we put it on our, you know, bookshelf, and we don't go back to it. But it's something that you can see tangible, because you're in your room, you got to wake up, and it's booming in your face. And you're like, you know what, today I'm going to work on this, you know, and then here we go. I talked about that pizza pie, right? This is what I'm going to work on, and you begin to see. So I'm glad, and it's working for you, because look what you have for breakfast today.
Mm. Yes, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited, and it's funny because this manifestation board, it's two more items that are on there that you can't physically see, because I didn't put them on there, because they just one idea was birthed just this week, and then another idea was birthed last week, Martin Luther King's birthday. It was birthday, and which had to do with Legal Shield, and we just are running with it. So it's key to also make sure that you, I love the fact that you said journaling. It's important that we journal, and I say keep a manifestation, deliberate manifestation journal, because you want to be able to write your list. You know, Shanice always says, your list of your list. So you know that your A1C, one, you don't want it to be over 550. So what happens? One of the things you may need to do is journal what you're eating, keeping an eye on what you're eating, what you're putting in your body as far as medicines, herbs, and different things like that. You know, hey, making sure you go to the grocery store and you stay, like Chef, the healing chef, he talks about staying on the outer courts, the outer courts.
Yes.
The supermarket, and being conscious of that, you know, and this is just something that's helping me to stay focused. Like a vision board, let me tell you something. I had a vision board. I didn't even look at it. And I had that bad boy pinned up on my closet. I barely looked at it. I didn't look at it. I wasn't trying to work towards nothing on there. I just did it. But this, because I know that this is what I really want, this is deliberate. That's what it is. So we mm-hmm. give it a different name, and because we give it a different name, we give it a different life.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It seems like you're taking part in it. You know what I'm saying? It's like I did a vision board. Oh, I'm emotionally excited. I cut out all these little different magazine little, you know, images. But now this is personal. This is you. You're putting the sweat into it. You know, you're putting your all into something, and that's with anything. So when we talked about earlier, for those who are just tuning in, to you're talking about what are some of your desires and goals for 2018, and no more using these words, procrastination, excuses, or playing the blame. Blame other people for where you are and where you're not going. You know, you got to say bye-bye to all the negativity, and you got to embrace your desires, which are your needs, your wants, and your wishes, to develop a timeline to keep yourself on track. And this is what I'm seeing when we talk about, Kim, your delivered manifestation. This is your timeline. This is something that you can actually go back and say, you know what, I was here in December, my A1C was 12.6, and today, you know, in February, I had another checkup, and it's going down. You can actually measure your success, and that's what keeps us motivated, hungry, and driven to get to that end result. So I'm so excited for you, and again, you're listening today. We are here. Amen. This is a team. This is a ministry, and we are here to work with you. You might not have a bestie. You know, you might not have family members that are on board of what you want to do, but we will. Whatever that is, whatever that is, we are not here to judge you. If this is something that you want to work towards, please call us up. Let us know. You can inbox us. You can email us at hope@themorningglory.org, and we will become your accountability partner. I am disciplined in that area because I find that it's so important to have a team. Even in school, I work very well with teaming up with people because it's important, because your energy together will work and you will get the goal done. But you got to make sure that you match yourself up with the right fit. We'll be back on Voices of Hope. Bestie is in the house. She just gave us some good information. If you want to do a mind map or you want to create a delivered manifestation board. We'll be back on Voices of Hope. We're going to get our desires accomplished this year. We'll be back.
Hey, ready. It's the new swag, baby. Woke up this morning and I told myself, not going to worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's got to work. Whoa. He's got to, yeah. Check it out. I ain't worried about the money in the bank. Come on.
Well, family, I hope you enjoyed our segment 8 Man with my bestie Kim and Studdis here. You can always catch her here every week as she gives us, you know, here's what's happening, as well as the music that keeps us motivated and driven while we're in the studio, as well as check out on her Facebook. She has the PIP, Woman's Rock. It's Kendall Sutter's on Facebook, and she's doing awesome, awesome things, so just follow her. We're going to get more information regarding that legal shield so that you can make sure that you are secure when it comes to yourself and your loved ones. It is important for you to be secure in 2018. So we definitely want to make sure that she gets that. I know everybody like, well, you know, I heard about, you know, your bestie, one of her desires. So I got a few more minutes. So let's talk about some of my desires briefly. And then next week, I'll give you some more detail of what my desire. So my focus this year is really my family. Often I'm on the go, and the most important people in my life get neglected. And this is because I've done some self-reflecting. I'm always, when I say always, I want to critique myself, do self-awareness check-ins because it's important. So I recommitted to setting time for hubby and my cousin Cheyenne. Right now, Sam and I are working on a 12-week module called Improving Your Relationship. It's a great program called Supportive Healthy Relationships, and it's a free program that anyone can sign up for as long as they meet the criteria. I would definitely give you the information in a few minutes. Let me just grab it. Okay, so here's the information. Supportive Healthy Relationships is a free program if you meet their criteria here in the Bronx. So For more information, contact 718-401-5050 or 877-401-UBA1. Again, Supportive Healthy Relationships is a 12-week program. It's here in the Bronx, and it's a healthy, healthy, healthy program that helps you improve your relationships, not only with yourself, but even with yourself and with others. Again, when Kim was talking about, you know, God telling her that she didn't trust others nor him, that's a factor. That is the core, the foundation of any relationship that you would ever want, is building that trust. And sometimes as we grow and we find ourselves wandering off to some of our own personal goals, that trust starts to thin out. So sometimes you have to come back in a relationship and reaffirm, recommit, and say, no, I'm still with you. I'm still, you know, I'm here. I still want to be a part of your vision. But these are some of the things. But communication is a key factor. In the first class, we had to do, look at the four train wrecks, right? Because we know if you have a wreck on the train, it's going to cause a lot of havoc. And just some of the terminologies that they use is awesome. So I don't want to get more in-depth about it. But if you want more information, please contact them again at 718-401-5050. Let them know that you heard about Supportive Healthy Relationships right here on Voices of Hope Radio. When we come back, guess who's going to be here? Yes, coming up on Voice Hope Radio is our radio angel, Kim M. Sutter. She's going to give us what's happening. There's so many wonderful things that are happening in the month of February. Don't forget, this is Black History Month. Please, please, please share with your children what it is. Because you know what? Only how I found out more about Black History Month was from my parents, as well as when I got to college. When I was on my other schooling, I mean, pre-K, elementary, junior high school, they wasn't talking about Black. You need to know, and not just about Martin Luther King, and, you know, you need to know more in depth what's going on with your people, all right? So we'll be back on Voice of Hope with our girl, our radio angel, Kim Sutter, is giving us what's happening. We'll be back.
What's going on, family? What's up, what's up? Good morning, family. Listen, this is Radio Angel, and you're in that section where we talk about what's going on in your community, what's going on in my community, what's going on in the community. Hey, listen, if you got something going on in your community and you wanted to get blasted out internationally, hey, send us an email. Make sure you give us all the details of your event, and we will advertise it right here on the radio. Absolutely what? Free. So make sure you touch bases with us so that we can tell our community that is actually globally about your event. So just drop us an email at info@themorningglory.org. themorningglory.org. Hey, everybody, it is great to be here this morning. Just got a couple of things that's going on in the community. So these things are a little far out, but make sure you mark your calendar for March 24th. Listen to me, March 24th. What's happening? Well, Lady Love Diamond NYC, they're having their second annual Queens and Kings event. Listen, I was actually an vendor at this event last year, and it was dynamite. The food was good. The service was good because they have all these different spa corners that you go to. Get your hands done, get your feet done, get your nails done, get your hair done. They had all these little spots and stuff. And then they had this really great panel that was awesome. I enjoyed myself so much. So make sure you mark your calendar. Lady Diamonds with an S, of New York City. They're having their event March 24th. Mark your calendars. Everything starts at 12 p.m. It's happening at the Harvest Room, located at 90-40, 60th Street, Jamaica, New York. Listen, if you need some more information and you want to pick up your tickets, make sure you call this number, 917-543-1904. Listen, I'm going to give it to you one more time. 917-543. Oh, I like that. 9104. Oh, wait a minute. I think I might have said that wrong. That was 917-543-1904. Okay, I was there. I had such a great time while I was there last year as a vendor, and I'm actually considering being a vendor there again this year. So everybody mark your calendars again for May 12th. May 12th, Sip and Spa. Listen, this is being brought to you by Valtisha Parker. Listen, this young lady is dynamic. I mean, unbelievably dynamic. She's actually one of my business partners as well. So she's having her Sip and Spa, and she's having all these different things. Different spa corners that you can go to, relax, get some information, get some really great products. It's going to be a really great event. Listen, if you want more information, mark your calendars first. That's May 12th, starting at 4 p.m., ending at 9 p.m. Great Mother's Day gift. Great Mother's Day gift. Can I say that again? Great Mother's Day gift. So, for Sip and Spa All Day Wellness, you can call this number and you can get more information, 929-350-1546. I'm going to say it one more time, 929-350-1546. That's taking place here in New York City, too. Woohoo! Do, 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 do. All right. We have partnered up with Women on the Rise. We have partnered up with them for an event that they're hosting. This is their fifth annual Together We Rise. That's going to take place in October, October 19th through the 20th. And guess who's going to be the celebrity host there? That's right, our very own Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. And this is going to be awesome. This event is actually going to be 2 days. So listen, this flyer for this is on our website. So it's important for you to mark this on your calendar, October 19th through the 20th, and get your ticket as soon as possible. Okay, family, I have another event. Super excited about this event. Woohoo! It's a workshop and it's being hosted by my very own friend, Flosie, and it's taking place on March 10th, 2018. It starts at 12 p.m. and ends at 4 p.m. Listen, there's going to be a lot of information that's going to be given out at this event, okay? Now, I know you already heard the advertisement for it, so I don't really have to go into details because you already know. It's just my flow. That's her theme. That's her, what do you call it, her tagline. That's just my flow. That's the name of the workshop as well. Listen, grab your young people, okay? Grab your young people because you're going to want to have them in this place. They're going to be giving information that will change your life. Things that you need to know, you need to understand, you need to acknowledge that your flow is unique and priceless. Do you hear me? You will invest your time that you need to master your flow. You can operate effectively. Do you hear me? Effectively. This is what you're going to learn how to do. Okay, because some of us are just, we just operating on the wrong side of the road. But just my flow with my homegirl, Flosie, is going to bring you back to where you need to be. So listen, I need you to contact her. I'm looking at this flying, and you know I can get, put my glasses on. At 516-468-0965. 563. I'm going to say that one more time because, you know, I got to enlarge my screen here. You know, I'm looking at the flyer, but my eyes is kind of small. So that's 516-468-0963. Tell her you heard it right here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. You know I'm wrong right there, family, right? I'm wrong right there because that we didn't cut our name down to Voices of Hope, and I'm over here talking about the International Voices of Hope. That was wrong right there. But, hey, you already know we got to stay where our roots are. Listen, family. I just want to remind each and every one of you that we do have a prayer line, Breakfast for Your Soul. Meet us on the line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Telephone number is 641-715-3630. And the code to get in is 1003997#. Meet Minister Kim and the family there every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 o'clock to 6:30 Eastern Standard. And for all the mommies in the house, we have Praying Moms, prayer line, and Bible study. This takes place every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 218-862-9377, and the access number is 9874#. Listen, family, it was always great to share with you what's going on in the community. Just remember to mark those calendars. Make sure you mark those calendars. Make sure you mark your calendar and actually hit your alarm to meet us on the prayer line Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or come on every Monday. So everybody, family, make sure you drop us a line. Tell us what's going on in your community at info@themorningglory.org. Themorningglory.org. Hey, listen, all this time I got it right. Yay! Give me a high five. High five. Pump up the fist. Everybody have an amazing Saturday, and we see you back here next week.
Saturday, I would like to welcome you to this week's segment of the Leader Sanctuary. I am your host, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper, and I always like to thank Minister Kimmy Underwood and Sister Kim Sutter and the entire Morning Glory International Radio Show for the opportunity to share in this broadcast. It is my pleasure to come into your home. Thank you for allowing me into your home on this morning and being able to share principles of strength and instruction and insight for today's leader. This segment is specifically reserved for you, for your development as an emerging leader. So let's get after it. Let's talk. We've gone through four segments in the series as we were last ministering to you and last imparting into you. And this week, we're going to start segment number 5. And I want to zero in on something that I believe is crucial for today's leader. Essential qualities for leadership. Essential qualities for leadership. And I'd like to start with a scripture on this morning, 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 2 through 7. You may not have your Bible at this hour in the morning next to you, so let me read it for you. I'm going to read from the New International Version, and it reads on this wise: Now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperament, self-control, respectable, hospitable, apt to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. Verse 5, if anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation. Let's zero in on that right there, because that's where we're going to spend most of our time this morning. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap. So what is it that I want to say about this in this short period of time that I've given on this morning? What I want to share with you is that God prepares leaders with a specific place and task in mind. Training methods are adapted to the mission, and natural and spiritual gifts are given under clear purpose. What we must understand is that God gives leaders gifts and talents that fit their mission to which they are called. What raises men and women above their fellow brethren is the degree to which they develop their gifts through devotion and discipline. One of the things that every leader must understand is that you can't just haphazardly move into leadership. Leadership requires something that is so key. And as we have focused in this week, spiritual leadership has to have a discipline. Okay, so I want to give you a definition so that you'll understand that we use that particular scripture because we were talking about the discipline of an individual, that one being a specific individual, but I want to attribute it to all leadership. I want to point it out to that to understand that you can't just slap leadership or leader on your forehead and now you become a leader. No, there's discipline behind that. So what is spiritual leadership? Let's talk about that. Spiritual leadership is our umbrella, but we're talking about spiritual discipline here. So spiritual discipline is the mode of consistent behavioral patterns to which the leader essential qualities are developed and given its spiritual identity. It is a process by which the spirit influences, enforces acceptable behavior patterns. Okay? And I want to focus on this because this is a quote that I put together based on several principles that we will need in order to become who God has called us to become and what God would have for us to do. Spiritual discipline. It is the mode of consistent behavioral patterns to which the leader's essential qualities are developed and given its spiritual identity. There is a pattern of things that we do as leaders that causes us to grow as a leader and begin to have a certain discernment. Okay, there's something that I tell every leader when I'm teaching. I always tell them, you can't do everything, you can't go everywhere, and you can't be with everybody because you have a process to follow, and your process causes you to be disciplined, okay, to a certain degree. It is a process by which the Spirit's influence enforces acceptable patterns of behavior. The more I discipline myself to prayer, the more I discipline myself to reading his word, talking about a spiritual leader here, there will be some other segments where we would just drive home some things that are just basic leadership things. But today we're talking about the spiritual leader. The spiritual leader must understand that you do not lead out of carnality, but you lead out of a spirit that is disciplined and influenced by the Spirit of God. Okay, so let's talk about discipline. Without this essential quality, all other gifts remain as dwarfs. They don't grow. Everything that you are trying to use for the glory of God cannot be nurtured and fine-tuned if you're trying to do it in your own strength and there is no submission of it to the Spirit of God. They cannot grow. So discipline appears first on our list. If we are going to be the spiritual leader that God would have for us to be, it's not about taking lessons to be better at what you do. Those things are great. It's not about going to seminary so you can study the word to be a great preacher. That is great as well and is necessary, okay? Because the gift should be stirred. The gift should be in a place where it is disciplined to that degree. But you can have the study, you can have the training, and do and still not have a spirit that is submitted to God or influenced. Your decisions could be just made out of a discipline because you know a thing. But just because you know a thing doesn't mean that you're making the right decision when it comes to spiritual matters. Because spiritual matters determine, okay, your spiritual sensitivity and your spiritual ear determines where and how your gift is used in a spiritual environment. So before we can conquer the world, okay, we must first conquer ourselves, okay? And this is the problem that we have sometimes, is that we're so quick and we're so fast to want to take over other things. And matter of fact, I'm just as transparent as they come. Take over other people's lives, rule other people, lead other people, and we are not under any type of discipline. So understand, a leader is a person who has to learn to obey a discipline imposed from without and has to then take on a more rigorous discipline from within. So if we're going to grow in God, I have to discipline myself within in order for me to be able to be resourceful and powerful without, okay? People will understand you more and will be able to respect you more when they see what you're telling them functioning in your life, okay? There cannot be a strong manifestation of spiritual authority if there is no submission within your life. Those who rebel against authority and scorn self-discipline, who shrink the rigors and turn off the sacrifice, do not qualify to lead. If you are not going to make the decision from a spiritual perspective to do what's necessary to fix what's going on inside of you so that you can develop and grow to a specific level, you cannot lead. You cannot lead others in a space that you refuse to discipline yourself, okay? Many who drop out of ministry are sufficiently gifted, but have large areas of life floating free from the Holy Spirit's control. Lazy and disorganized people never rise to true leadership. Hear me when I say this. If we're going to deal with leadership qualities, we spent most of this segment talking about discipline. So every leader must understand, I must discipline myself before I find individuals following the instruction of the discipline I give them. I cannot be a lazy leader. A lazy leader cannot get anything done. And when I say lazy from a spiritual perspective, a leader has to spend quality time in prayer. A spiritual leader has to spend quality time in prayer as well as quality time in studying the word so that they can be dealt with within, so that they can be sufficient without. My goodness, the time just gets away with us when we are doing this teaching, but I'm so excited that we have this platform and have this opportunity. We're going to continue this discussion about the qualities, the essential qualities of the leader in our next segment. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you in our next segment.
Back over my life,
thank you.
And all the times you brought me through,
thank you.
I just want to say, Father, thank you.
When I was lonely and needed someone to hold me, you were beside me. When my nights got cold and lonely, oh, you never let me down.
When
I count on you to see me through, I'm telling you that you are the reason I'm alive. Yeah.
Welcome to Real Talk Behind the Collar with Minister Kim. We're so excited that you joined us today. This is the place to discuss real people and real issues. You will be able to connect with Minister Kim offline. There is something you can get from today's message to help you survive every area of your life. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Here's your host, Minister Kim.
Family, 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 are you ready for some real talk behind the collar with real people and real issues? Yes, I'm pulling off my collar today so that we can have this conversation because I feel that this is essential. I know earlier we had my bestie on, and one of the things that I set my desire is to focus on my family. So oftentimes we keep the collar on, but when I come home, my collar is off. I'm just Kim. I'm just wifey. I'm just cousin. Amen. So I want to talk about something that's key. We're definitely going to have some more conversations in this segment. So please, please, please make sure that you tune in every first and third Saturday of the month so you can get real talk behind the collar. Life insurance is a simple answer to a very difficult question. How will your family manage financially when you die? Is a subject no one really wants to think about, not even the church. But we are not the church, and today I take off my collar and speak to you candidly. Only 64% of Americans have any coverage, and it's declining from 72 since 2013. Wow. It is declining, y'all, since 2013. We're in 2018. Why are the numbers decreasing? I believe it's because we place little value on ourselves and our families. Like I said, one of the things I had to look at me was that because of the various hats and the obligations that I've committed to, guess what was lacking? The role in the house. Me as the wife, as the cousin, or even as a friend, I was spending more time doing those commitments. And the first commitment is family, right? We feel what we can do today can be put off until tomorrow. And that's what we say, oh, we can do that tomorrow. Oh, baby, we can do that tomorrow. And then tomorrow never comes. How many family and friends you know lose a loved one and planning their home-going service has been a struggle? 2017, I have seen, I've been a witness, the families reaching out to other loved ones to help pay the funeral arrangements because there was nothing in place, nothing at all. So we need to put things in place. This needs to be a table conversation, not every time we come together, but as much as possible because we don't have no insurance. And if you do have insurance, is it active or have you allowed it to lapse? How much is it? Is it something that your parents got, you know, when they were much younger? So the value might be, have depreciated. Maybe they have taken out loans. It's a whole lot of things that we have to explore when we come to our life insurance. But this is why we're here behind the collar today, so that we can really talk to our loved ones and say, hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, my children, this is what I do have. And let your children see so they can understand the importance of having a life insurance, okay? So we have to stop to start putting off our houses so that we can get things in order in our house. That's what happens. We have to stop to start putting our house in order. Stop everything that you are doing, everything that you have put before your family and refocus, right? Go back to that core and say, hey, you are important to me. Let's sit down and have these conversations. Even schedule time with them to have these conversations and tell them to leave the phones in their room. Because oftentimes you have family dinners and guess what? The phone and the tablets are there and no one's having no conversation. Not in 2018. You want to have the conversations in 2018. These things are key. Even in 2017 when we were talking about fires and people having to leave out of their homes and all their personal documents were misplaced. Like, they got burned up, you know? So how do we retrieve all that? It's hard to get your birth certificate. It's hard to get your Social Security card if you have no identification. So all these things are important that we need to plan and prevent from happening for us losing what we've been working so hard to do. We have experts joining us during our segment to help with any questions you may have. Families, get your house in order by protecting your loved ones. What are you protecting them from? The stresses with planning a home-going service, managing their life after you are gone. That's what you are protecting them from. Let me explain something to you. One of the key factors of us being sick, leaving this earth early, is stress. Because stress begins to formulate in our bodies, and guess what? It attacks our vital organs, it attacks our tissues and our muscles, and we have all these other aches and pains and all these illnesses that sometimes the doctors don't even, you know, they don't even know what it is, but they just give you any type of medication. That's why I like what Kim says, I want to be more plant-based, 80%, because that's natural, right? So these are the things that we have to know about, but if we have things in order, guess what? Dealing with that loss, dealing with grief, which is stages of grief, then you will be able to handle the way that your loved one wants to be laid to rest. And that's important, too. Like, Kat Ma, you know, you're passing, how would you be laid to rest? You know, you want to be cremated? You know, what's your favorite color? What do you want to wear? You know, how you want your eulogy? It's important to have these conversations. It sounds morbid, but guess what? That is part of life. We all have to go sometime, but you want to be prepared. And I know, you know, oh, well, you can't care so much. Yes, you're going to have to deal with your feelings. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you have those documents so that you can reach out to those agencies and get the ball rolling. Amen? All right. That is me, Minister Kim, your girl, Real Talk Behind the Collar today. Don't forget, check us out every first and third Saturday of the month. And please let us know if we can help you with formulating or reviewing your life insurance policy. I love you. We'll be back on Voices of Hope with our prayer corner. We'll be back.
Oh, God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise.
Part of the show where we are wrapping up, and it is important to us that we pray over our family and friends. And we do have our ongoing prayer lines Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 6 a.m. It's a 30-minute prayer and devotional call, and that number is area code 641-715-3630, and the PIN number is 1003997#. You can also leave us your prayer request at hope@themorningglory.org. Check out our website at www.themorningglory.org for more information concerning any segments or anything that we are doing in the ministry. Let us just pray. Father, you have been so good to us. You shower us with the new mercies each and every day. On this day, we say thank you for gathering us together one more time. Father, put your loving arms around our families today. Strengthen their minds, bodies, and spirit this year to fulfill the mandate on their lives. We believe each goal set this year will be manifested in the name of Jesus. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We've had an awesome, awesome time with you today, especially with my bestie. Thank you, Kim, for being with us today. I appreciate you. Yes. And I'm definitely going to be your accountability partner. And those who are listening, if you need us to be your accountability partner, please just hit us up either on our social media site, this is Facebook, Voice of Hope Radio, or email us at hope@themorningglory.org. Remember to connect with us on all of our social media sites and join our birthday club. So go to that website and join our birthday club for some exciting gifts that we have for you this year. Until next time, stay hopeful, keep the faith, and spread the love. We love you. Have a blessed week. I bless you. We love you.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know if it's here. GP! Put your hands together.
there. Come on. Hey.